Yevgeny Vashilo, PhD, was a leading theorist and experimentalist of heart rate variability resonance, whose groundbreaking work established the physiological mechanisms underlying modern HRV biofeedback practice. Recipient of APB's Distinguished Scientist Award, his research with Paul Lehrer and collaborators at Rutgers University demonstrated definitively how paced breathing at each individual's resonance frequency trains autonomic reflexes, providing the scientific foundation for HRV biofeedback protocols used worldwide. His unique background, combining Soviet space medicine research with Western clinical applications, created revolutionary insights into cardiovascular dynamics that transformed biofeedback from empirical practice to mechanism-based intervention. Vashilo's most influential contribution was articulating the two closed-loop model of cardiovascular resonance, which identified distinct resonance frequencies for different physiological systems, approximately 0.1 Hz, 6 breaths per minute, for the heart baroreflex loop, and approximately 0.03 Hz, 2 breaths per minute, for vascular tone regulation. This model, cited in virtually every HRV biofeedback paper, explained how slow-paced breathing at these specific frequencies creates resonance that amplifies physiological oscillations, maximizing heart rate variability and strengthening baroreflex sensitivity. His mathematical modeling demonstrated that breathing at resonance frequency produces 5 to 10 times greater HRV amplitude than breathing at other rates, providing a clear rationale for protocol optimization. His papers, published in journals such as Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback, Biological Psychology, and Psychophysiology, with over 100 publications in total, described how HRV biofeedback stimulates these closed loops to increase vagal modulation and improve autonomic flexibility. Vashilo showed that systematic resonance training doesn't just produce temporary relaxation, but creates lasting changes in autonomic regulation, with improved baroreflex gain persisting months after training completion. His research demonstrated that these physiological changes translate to clinical benefit, including 40 to 50% reductions in blood pressure, improved asthma control, and enhanced emotional regulation. Methods articles consistently cite Vashilo's two closed-loop model as the mechanistic grounding for HRV biofeedback, providing theoretical justification that elevated the intervention from alternative therapy to evidence-based treatment. His work explained why individual assessment of resonance frequency is crucial, as this frequency varies based on height, blood volume, and vascular properties, with taller individuals typically having lower resonance frequencies. This precision in targeting individual physiology improved treatment outcomes significantly compared to one-size-fits-all approaches. His scholarship produced manualized 5-visit training sequences that became the standard for clinical HRV biofeedback delivery. These protocols, specifying session-by-session goals, homework assignments, and progression criteria, ensured treatment fidelity across research sites and clinical practices. The systematic approach includes initial assessment, determining individual resonance frequency, progressive training to increase breathing duration at resonance, integrating resonance breathing with daily activities, and maintenance strategies to prevent skill degradation. Vashilo's background in Soviet sports science and cosmonaut training brought unique perspectives to Western clinical applications. His early work in the 1960s to 1970s, developing biofeedback systems for Soviet cosmonauts to maintain cardiovascular fitness in zero gravity, provided foundational insights about voluntary autonomic control. This experience with elite performers informed his understanding of optimal training parameters and the importance of systematic practice for achieving physiological mastery. His development of slow-paced muscle contraction protocols, synchronized with breathing at resonance frequency, demonstrated that combining respiratory and muscular rhythms could further amplify beneficial physiological oscillations. These protocols, which show additional 20 to 30% improvements in HRV parameters, expand treatment options for patients unable to sustain breathing exercises alone. Through collaboration with Lehrer and the Rutgers team, Vashilo's work produced over 20 randomized controlled trials demonstrating HRV biofeedback efficacy across conditions, including asthma, hypertension, depression, and PTSD. Their research shows that HRV biofeedback could reduce asthma medication use by 40% while improving pulmonary function, providing compelling evidence for clinical adoption. Vashilo's mathematical precision in analyzing cardiovascular dynamics enabled identification of subtle but important phenomena, such as phase relationships between breathing and heart rate, that optimize training effects. His analytical methods for assessing baroreflex gain and resonance characteristics became standard measurement approaches in the field. Collectively, these contributions supply both the physiological rationale and procedural detail for modern HRV biofeedback practice. Every contemporary protocol using slow-paced breathing derives from Vashilo's discoveries about resonance frequency and closed-loop dynamics. His legacy includes transforming HRV biofeedback from a relaxation technique into a precise physiological intervention with known mechanisms, predictable effects, and standardized delivery methods. His work established that systematic training at resonance frequency not only improves symptoms, but also fundamentally strengthens the body's self-regulatory capacity, providing lasting benefits that extend far beyond the training period.